Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, a bunch of diverse schoolboys in Austria grape a teacher before torching her home. In America, the teachers take advantage of the students, but in Europe, the forces of enrichment take advantage of their teachers. At some point, they just won't be out of diversity anymore, but will actually outnumber the Europeans. Then they'll try and take over. Maybe it's time for Vlad the Impaler here to provide Europe some solutions the way he did many hundreds of years ago. Opnix's strong black professor says that romance is white supremacy. So does that mean that non-whites are incapable of being romantic? My thinking is that she's just saying this to rationalize her bad relationship choices. She also probably can't accept the fact that she's the reason for a lack of romance in her own life. So she's trying to blame white people for it. Remember that women can never take accountability, no matter where they're from. Number three is an America Wonderful. This Florida man was arrested for trying to baptize an alligator in a Waffle House, using a pitcher of iced tea. This sounds like an episode of South Park for some reason. And I hope that alligator was able to turn his life around. Unfortunately, I checked and this story was just satire. The mugshot is from an arrest that happened back in 2019, where that guy did an indecent exposure at the Waffle House. So I guess that alligator was just code for a schwing-schwing. Moving on, well, would you look at that? The Canada Pension Plan, which is the equivalent of Social Security, has four times as many U.S. investments in it as it does Canadian ones. That's a real relief because I might actually get some of my government pension after all. It's not that they simply bond more U.S. assets, but the American ones outnumber the Canadian ones because they grew more. Only 12% of the pension fund even owns Canadian assets. But if I were them, I'd rotate out of U.S. assets because once the AI bubble bursts, Canada will be screwed. Number five, people say that it's tragic that Japan has the best toilets in the world, but has no Mexican food. It's like owning a Ferrari but never being able to take it onto the track. Sashimi is one of the few things that I'm still able to eat. Also looks like the person making this meme didn't look hard enough because there actually is Mexican food in Japan. And I'm sure that when the Japanese make their own Mexican food, it's safe and doesn't lead to explosive diarrhea. Up next, Ella Imhoff says that her mother, Kamala, should be in the White House, and not Trump. Talk about an ugly, sore loser. Can you imagine how bad the economy would have been if Kamala had won and imposed her unrealized capital gains tax? People with money would actually ended up fleeing America. People need to remember that we're here actually in 2026, but it doesn't matter, because there's another 10 plus years of MAGA. Who does the left have to compete with J.D. Vance? Gavin Newsom, that narcissist that ran Commie-40 into the ground, perhaps? Number seven, according to science, dogs feel the most exposed when doing their business, which is why they stare at their owners for reassurance. That's a relief, no pun intended, because here I thought that they were just embarrassed and were looking at me to make me feel uncomfortable, so that I'd look away and so they could get some privacy. But to be fair, though, I feel exposed, too, when I poop on my neighbor's lawn. Unfortunately, the look my neighbor gives me isesn't very reassuring. Moving on, here are a few countries that should be cut off from the internet. 70% of the Laos economy is from cyber scamming. You'd think that India was in there somewhere, but it's less than 1% officially for the country. It's probably closer to 5%, but they just won't admit it. The scammers in Myanmar, Cambodia, and Laos have handlers in China. But to be fair, most of the Western economies are made up of scammers too. Except the scammers wear suits and try and sell you timeshares and financial products like credit cards that rip you off. Number 9, Mozambique has a problem with superstition, because they recently ended 5 bald men because someone spread the belief that bald men have gold in their heads. How do you crack open that many heads without realizing it? When you notice the trend once you opened up the second or third head that there was no gold in there. If you're wondering why this happened, it probably happened because the country has an average IQ of 67. Other parts of Africa are dumb enough to believe raping a newborn will also cure you of AIDS. Up next, Spain is the first European country offering time off for period pain for 5 days each month. And it's only been used 1,500 times after the first year of introduction. Apparently, women are afraid to take time off because the country has an unemployment problem and people don't want to risk losing their jobs over something like this. Women are worried that they'll appear weak if they take time off, and therefore no one will hire them. Number 11 looks like Bill Gates strikes again. as a man in New Jersey is believed to be the first to die from a red meat allergy from eating that red meat. And I just heard the news that a second person in Australia, a 16-year-old teenager, also died. The Australian case is actually the first one, and it's from 2022, although the coroner's inquest didn't tell anyone about the cause of his death until February 2026. You can't even leave the cities or go into your backyard in Canada these days without the risk of being bitten by a tick. Moving on, Sweden cuts classroom screens out and brings back books and handwriting to help kids focus again. But it's too late. Their attention has already been destroyed from a young age, at home from their overuse of tablets. Parents have to do what the elite do with their children, which is to forbid them from using it entirely. The truth is, you can't teach someone to focus on a device that distracts you, so you just consume more content. Number 13, apparently the question of the century is, if aliens visited Earth, who should actually speak on humanity's behalf? Probably none of these folks. Some would say that aliens are already visiting the planet and communicating with us, but if that was publicly acknowledged, then our society would go crazy. But if I was forced to make a choice, it would actually have to be Keanu. I thought about Snoop Dogg, but I ended up taking pictures of him at an event once. And I was the official photographer there, and his bodyguards still roughed me up. Up next, is this what it's going to look like with all the wealthy white people leaving the Netherlands because they're introducing a 36% unrealized capital gains tax, while the enrichment crowd is puzzled about why it's happening? The diversity crowd is going to learn that life is hard in the West once the government starts running out of other people's money. The reason why taxing the rich doesn't work is because the rich are incredibly mobile and have an army of lawyers and tax accountants. Number 15, what the hell happened to men over the last 80 years? Looks like a lot of soy and wokeness. Don't worry though, because I'm predicting that in the future, we'll see a return to masculinity. First, we have to see a complete and utter failure of wokeism and our feminized soy society. Maybe we need to start seeing the rise and fall of masculinity as something that happens throughout all time. For example, in the past, it was oftentimes thought of as sexy for men to show off their legs in tights. Moving on, this is supposed to be a statue of how hard it is being a stay-at-home mother. Meanwhile, it's a monument to laziness. Laundry takes 10 or 20 minutes a day, and it takes me half an hour to prepare my 3 meals a day. Women want us to think that they're suffering loading and unloading a washing machine, which takes 5 to 10 minutes a day. As technology keeps doing more and more, that's why they've created the bullshit of emotional labor instead of the physical type. Number 17, some people say that most girls don't come close to the average Slavic girl. Oh really? Just wait until she hits the Slavic wall and takes her final form and the shape of a fridge. People say that happens to all women, but why do I rarely see that happening to Nordic women? Also, Slavic women pretend to be all about tradition, but in reality it's all an act to cover their gold-digging tendencies. They're ugly on the inside with an attitude you won't believe. Up next, here's some great news. Indian restaurants in Japan are facing mass closure with stricter immigration rules and visas for Jeets. They're saying that if they need to come into the country with $200,000 or 30 million yen in capital when renewing their visas, they won't be able to come. It might have no choice but to leave instead of getting that 1-year visa. I might go to Japan for 6 months and spend a month living in Tokyo, Kyoto, and other Japanese cities. The best part is all the Jeets won't be there anymore. Number 19, going back to Slavic women, remember that the Slavic wall takes them all. And apparently Western designers are taking babushka clothes and selling them to Western women. Although I think that those are Turkish women. I'm not quite sure. Just don't tell the dumb woman on the left that she can fly to Istanbul, stay there for a couple weeks, buy a dress that looks exactly like that, and fly home. Rich people with too much money get ripped off all the time. Moving on, IBM is tripling the number of Gen Z entry-level jobs after finding out the limits of AI adoption. That's true for now, but eventually down the road, maybe 10 or 20 years from now, those tasks will be replaced. Recently, software companies, including IBM, saw their prices slashed with the release of Claude Opus 4.5, which is now the best AI model in the world for coding, agents, and computer use, capable of complex, long-term, goal-directed behavior. Yes, AI is inevitable, but it's going to take some time. Number 21, apparently Sydney Sweeney is being considered for a role in Star Wars. What are they actually going to give men what they want for a change? They'll probably turn her into a Wookiee with Wookiee knockers so you can't see them under all that fur. The only good thing that's come from Disney Star Wars has been Andor and Rogue One. Everything else has been terrible. The Battle of Scarif was epic and had the best space attack. Andor also had some of the best acting and writing. Up next, it's true that brushing your teeth will lower your heart attack risk, because bad bacteria enter your bloodstream and contribute to inflammation. Here's an even better suggestion. Eat a sugar and carb-free keto diet, and then bacteria won't even be able to survive in your mouth or cause very much tooth decay. That reduces inflammation throughout your entire body. Humans aren't meant to eat all that much sugar and refined carbs that we eat today. Number 23, sometimes the crazy ones aren't always the best in bed. This one ended her boyfriend because he wouldn't sleep with her. What do you expect from a crazy liberal woman in Minnesota? And yet it's always men who are told we need to learn to take no for an answer. She ended up using an 8-inch blade and hit him in the chest. So penetration was achieved that evening after all. Remember, if a woman wants sex, a guy must perform. If it's the other way around, she can cry grape. Moving on, this brother and sister are smashing each other and they don't see anything wrong with it. And they're in love and incest sexuals. Which one is the brother, because the individual on the left has eyes so wide apart, they might be two separate genders on their own. Also, judging by how far our eyes are apart, it might also be a family tradition. Tell me you're from West Virginia without telling me. Number 25 on the last one, the lamestream media says that Sydney Sweeney is facing a backlash because she didn't wear any makeup for this photo. She's smiling because she knows that no one is going to look at her face. Here, I fixed it. Now you can see my point that no one is actually looking into her eyes. She's not stupid and knows exactly what she's doing because she was the valedictorian in her high school and also a science nerd. And women hate her for all the attention that she gets. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.